And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner, a.k.a. El Guapo, a.k.a. Dr. Phil Medicine Man, a.k.a. Tony from the Bronx, a.k.a. the Wizard of Odds, a.k.a. the Loch Ness Monster Skull 350, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday Afternoon from 2 to 316, a.k.a. Ham and Cheese Sandwich, hold the ham and hold the sandwich, a.k.a. Wednesday, because he was the middle child, a.k.a. B's other brother, Lenny Elba, and last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Ramir! And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill, cause it's die, motherfuckers, die, motherfuckers.
All alone, it was a ghetto.
Your team sucks!
This candle smells wonderful.
Yeah, that's why he bought it. Topper's a candle connoisseur.
Yes, I am.
Wait, so are we? Am I still reading the scores?
Yeah, you're going to.
We're just gonna like touch on each division.
We'll do division by division.
We'll just do six and go to one, and it's cool. But I'm already recording, so welcome everybody to the final edition of this year's TSL podcast.
You have to fact check what I said.
Nah, you
know, that's what I'm saying.
It really just picked up at the how great your candle work is. So you're fine there. The rain forecast did not come to fruition this weekend. The fields still were a little muddy. We get that. That's cool. But all in all, a great final week there. Not too many surprises in the playoffs, but we'll get to that in a little bit. I'm joined by nobody really new that hasn't been on this show before. Patrick McGovern is here. Hello, Topper.
Present and accounted for.
Yeah? You sound great because you're talking into your microphone for once.
I'm just happy.
You're just happy you're done?
Done?
The last podcast of the season.
Well, about that.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, I'll probably just take the bin. I won't subject you to do any work over the winter. I don't have time for you anymore. And as usual, the default, oh crap, we need a person. Let's just ask her to be here. Emily Schillen is here to read us some scores. Emily, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I don't even know anymore. I'm happy. It's going to be weird to have a Saturday off, but it's kind of almost okay. For
right.
A minute. Various injuries and throw up a bunch and lose a lot of weight. It'll be cool. Trisha demanded that she was going to be on this podcast, I guess. She just told Topper it was happening, so she's here. Trisha, hello.
Hi, everyone. That sounds about right.
Trisha's here. She's here to dispute some calls, I hear. Well, I can't wait to get into it later on because I don't even know quite what you're talking about.
It's going
to
get aggressive, don't you?
You worry. Get aggressive?
Never, never.
So for the first time in history, Trisha's going to get aggressive. Holy shit. And I don't usually have people who aren't in the league anymore on the podcast. However, I made a special exception for one tiny dick human being. He is.
You say tiny
that's
dick.
That's what I was just saying.
He knows what I said. Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
He's shaking his head. He's not just.
Sir, have I yet spoke a single inaccuracy? You might say this is an inaccuracy, but I don't.
Shrinkage is real.
He is legitimate. Yeah, I can't. Oh my God, could you imagine what his shrinkage is like? But anyway, it's been 2 minutes and 6 seconds before we talked about your penis.
Would it look big in my hand?
I needed a girl your size. She goes, oh my God, this looks so big in both of my hands. I went, oh my God, it's in both of your hands.
It's the little things in life.
Literally.
But he is the current D1 champion. He is on most people's Mount Rushmore for best quarterbacks ever. He's actually a lot of people's number one. And allegedly, this is a wrap. Christopher Cole, retirement? Yes? No? Yes?
I mean, I'm 41. Retirement's what, 55, 62?
Oh, so you're not done. I knew it.
What's that?
You're not done throwing the ball, man.
Well, no. I mean, I've got daughters. We'll go in the backyard. We'll throw the ball in the backyard.
I like that you don't want to, say it. It's weird for you to say it, isn't it?
Can't close the door.
Are you a politician?
It's killing you. You don't want the official, designation, right?
The Vinny Testaverde of the TSL.
Maybe he'll be on the subs list.
No. Different kind of sub list, but
I'll take mine, chicken finger, medium.
Oh no, I meant more. Never mind. Anyway, BDSM aside, the floor is yours, sir. You had a wonderful weekend. You won in dramatic fashion, almost in a mirror image of the dramatic fashion which you lost the last D1 championship prior to this, which is
really exact same spot in the field.
Yeah, everything was different. The only difference is that. Last year, Public Enemy had somebody knock the ball out of their hands. This time, just fate took over. The ghost of Leonard Elba came through.
This time, tight ends knocked it out of their own hands.
Ooh, yikes. But, I mean, it's not like they can get revenge on you on the field.
No,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, screw it. We might as well just start with D1, because we're already talking about it. So, Emily, why don't you read me the D1 scores from the weekend, and we'll talk about it.
Whole half hour of talking about how we're going to do the show prior to doing the show, and then he just fucking improvises. Go on,
D6.
Right?
It's my show. It's my
all
show.
Right, so still want me to read the semis or just the final?
Yeah. I want you to read all of them so people can know who won. All right,
so the semis, D1 semis, Republic Enemy 43, Sticky 22, I Sound Town 30, Titans in Motion 51, and then the final was Public Enemy 35 to Tight Ends 26.
Look at the smile on this guy's face.
Look at the smile. Cole's smile right now.
Yeah, it's not even like creepy this time.
Oh, no, usually it's the creeper smile.
Chris Cole, you had pretty much everything on the line. You knew it was quote unquote last dance. You knew what was happening here. And I was annoyed because I had even said to, I think it was to Zach on the sidelines during the game, that I was upset you guys were just like winning the whole time. Because I didn't have time to give you an inspirational speech on the sidelines, which I had prepared just in case I needed it. But yeah, you guys, the first round of games for basically everything was just blowouts. You guys handled Sticky pretty easily. There's nothing you can do about that. I know that in the tight ends game, they were really close going out of half. And then I believe Bobby threw a pick to Emily. Tight end scored. And then Bobby threw another pick to somebody, and it was kind of a wrap after that. So
I thought it was 14 all at half, and it finished 51-30.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jesus.
Well, the fields are sloppy. So I guess I have one question for you. If you were to choose your perfect ending, like your perfect final opponent, who would it have been?
A happy ending that I didn't pay for?
Yeah.
It was who I wanted. I wanted tight ends.
You want tight ends?
Yeah. It was completely a revenge thing.
Okay,
that's
fair. I
didn't like the fact that they beat us last year.
Because you don't feel like they beat you. You feel like you dropped the ball.
No. We talked about it with some of those guys, with Bro and Baker and all them, and they were legitimately the best team in the entire league last year. They played the best start to finish. They beat us. They deserve to beat us.
For sure.
But I agree with that. I never feel like we're not the best team.
Right.
And so losing just isn't acceptable. And it was one of those, you know, we're gonna remind you who the best team is. Like, you had a good year. We've had a good decade.
You guys all had that swagger about you. You could definitely tell. It was a different feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely did. And it was a hell of a game to watch. Almost felt like it got out of hand, but then they kind of made their own little comeback there at the end.
They did. Absolutely did.
They were down 9 at the 2-minute warning and no timeouts, right?
They burned their last timeout after our last play under 2 minutes.
Right. So they marked, although they did get down the field pretty quickly. And then there was a drop pass on 5-0 with 10 seconds left, and they ran to the line. It was right around the 2-point line.
Yeah, right around there.
Right around the 2-point line. And they needed 9, so they needed a girl touchdown. And as everybody's scrambling to set up, Emily Curry stepped at quarterback.
Did you know initially that didn't happen?
Really?
They were going to snap to Bro because they were in such a rush. They were going to snap to Bro, and I don't know who said something or if they realized. And Emily, moved him out of the way.
Somebody had said, I can't remember who I was talking to, but they did say that they had it planned that if that gets to that point, I think they were going to have, who's the other girl that was on the field at the time? Was it Lindsay?
Lindsay?
I think she was supposed to throw it, but she, I don't know if she forgot or she was too close, and Emily realized, oh shit, we got to do this. So she called it, and yeah. I mean, nobody covered Bro because, I mean, you guys were scrambling too because it was I think she snapped it at 1.
They did. Well, they were scrambling like crazy because the ball went away from them, so they're hurrying back to the line. We got back trying to make sure we knew what we wanted to do. And I think they forgot that she, in the scramble, they forgot that she had to throw it. Right. I mean, she didn't have to, but that was their best chance.
She had to. Well, yeah. They had to throw it to a girl.
They could have thrown it to a girl, and they got 3 really good girls, so they could have done that. But I think that scramble, while we screwed up.
I think it worked for screwed them.
I think
Bro was wide open.
He was.
And not a single Public Enemy player around him at the goal line, and she threw it right to him.
It was a ghost right behind him.
It was a ghost. A red visor wearing a ghost. Because that's not what would explain it. The pass came in, bounced off of Bro's hands. I mean, it's muddy, slippery, whatever. I think he was even...
So I talked to him afterwards, and we're like, hey, man, what happened?
Okay.
And he goes, when the ball was coming, I thought I was on the 1-yard line, and I thought Botch was right off of my shoulder, so I thought I had to catch it, turn, and dive all in one motion to get in, and that's why I did what I did. He goes, if I had known, I'd have just sat there and caught it. He was like, I didn't drop it like stone hands. I was trying to catch it, turn, and dive all at the same time to beat the guy, to beat Botch before he tagged me short. And I went, so you didn't know that you were actually just standing in the end zone already and nobody was near you? No. I had no idea.
Well, again, all the aforementioned scrambling, I understand why he wouldn't, because it was a little chaotic for considering it was on the line. And I also asked him, I go, so if they scored the gender touchdown, they still needed a point. And I asked if they were going to go for the win. They were going for two the whole time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they had already figured that out.
Yeah, there was no question they were going to go for
the win. So that's exciting. You think they're getting it? No.
No.
They're not getting it.
No.
Is that the only way that it's more exciting? Is if they do score, then you got to do that? Or do you think it was plenty exciting enough? Like, I don't know what your heart can take anymore.
Yeah, well, being an AARP member, I really didn't want too much more in the heart attack department.
That's fair. But, yeah, giant win for the game. So, I mean, I know that the talk is always about, like, you're it. This is it. You're allegedly retiring, but you won't say it. But is it, are there more of you guys not playing anymore after this, or what?
That's gone back and forth in the group text. I think some people felt like we wouldn't be able to get somebody to kind of hold the mantle and make sure that the people that are on our team are good enough that what they do, there's somebody to help do that, right? Like, there's really good quarterbacks in the league.
Fine, I'll do it.
The prophecy should be fulfilled. Prophecy,
right? Right? Everybody on Public Enemy is ordering a large cheese and pep. I don't know. I think the plan was for a lot of people to retire. I think if they find somebody that they want to have throw for them, I think more people might stay than you'd think.
It's hard to say now. It's just like last year when originally at this point a year or a season ago, you know, oh, this was it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. People were like, all right, I'm done. And then all of a sudden, the quack attack was back. Everybody did, like, you did the montage of going to each other's house and, like, saying, hey, go play again. Let's go. You had the duck call and everything. And because, I remember it was, like, a scramble. Like, Heather was like, oh, shit, I was working because I thought it was a wrap. And, you know, this was happening, this is happening. And I just, like, and now it's, like, kind of the same spot where you don't want to make those calls with, like, because they're still just.
There's 6 months before
so, the next. And there's so much emotion, like, from just a really big win and, like, all your jazz. So, like, in 6 months.
No,
you
there's
might,
only
you might decide you're back then.
There's only one person that's not coming back.
Tommy, thank God.
Finally, man.
Right. So, I mean, congrats. I don't know what if you want to add anything else to the D1 portion of this program. I don't know what else you could possibly say at this point.
There's not much else. I mean, you know, people that watched the game, it was, you know, there was nothing. There were no blatant missed calls. There was no.
Yeah,
there was no BS. There was no.
It was just a good game.
It
was a great game. Yeah. It really was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched most of it for the obvious reasons, and it was just.
We talked about it. It was kind of a role reversal because we had gotten behind tight ends the last two times we played them, down 20 at the half, down 26 at the
right.
half.
Right. And this.
And it was how, the first.
How much were you up by at one point?
23-8.
Okay.
So 15. So it was the first time that we had led tight ends in the playoffs, like in the finals. First time we'd actually been ahead in the first half of any game. We had trailed every single game. And then even the game we won, we scored at the buzzer, hit the extra point. So we were up winning that game for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just, that was the only thing that was different, was us getting up on them and seeing how they reacted.
Yeah, you're right. It felt weird that you guys were
it was an odd feeling.
But hey, like you said, it worked out. Well, once the mud came out, everybody was running at coal speed, so it was a lot easier.
It wasn't even playing fields.
Yogging
very, very slowly. Let's go on to D2 then.
D2 semis was ANA 30 to XEC 28, Top Shot 35, Scared Hitless 36, and then the final was ANA 48 to Scared Hitless 25.
That's crazy. So you, Emily, you played for XDC this game, for the game against ANA. 30-28, so...
Doobie was mad at himself a lot.
He was.
What had happened?
Well, I personally feel like I let the team down. I dropped two big touchdown plays. I burned Margo twice, and I dropped both of those on post corners. So that was
some
definitely...
sub.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I'm not good enough to play in D2, so I can sub next session in D2 because of it.
We'll see. Not after this review.
Right. But other than that, there was a couple interceptions. But all in all, I think, like...
Did it come down to the end?
It did.
So who had to score? You guys didn't score or they did?
We did not score.
Okay.
And then, I mean, a two-point game.
Right, exactly. So that's that. Well, that's pretty exciting. Another traumatic finish happened in the Scared Hitless Top Shot game. I don't know. Was this for a touchdown or for a conversion the last play of the game?
Touchdown.
It was for the touchdown? Because I remember looking over and seeing Adrian go up and make an amazing catch in the back of the end zone and try to get the point of his shoes down. And some people thought he was in. Some people thought he was out. He admitted later on that he was out, I guess. But the refs called him out. Scared Hitless went nuts. Top Shot decided to have another great season. Just them blowing it in the playoffs. Maybe that's their MO. That's fine. But yeah, so that was really exciting. So Scared Hitless makes it to play ANA in the finals. And what did you say the final score was? I can't remember.
ANA 48, Scared Hitless 25.
Yeah, and that was pretty much like a mirror image of the game they played before. So whatever it is, ANA just has Scared Hitless's number. I think, man, I don't think Maddie lost a game as quarterback for ANA this year.
10-0, right?
Yeah.
And who was their sub when he lost?
Well, I say Travis.
Well, Travis
QB'd once.
Right, but yeah, Travis was 10-0 or something.
Yeah, he was something. It was ridiculous. Like, he had a hell of a season, and it didn't even look like he was trying half the time, because he's definitely won games with, like, a fucking drink in his hand and stuff, so...
In his pocket, in his hand, in his shirt pocket, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, he has done it. He has all of it. He basically wears, like, a fucking cargo trench coat just full of alcohol and goes as he goes, but ANA takes that one home. Shocking, because another one seed won, and in fact, if you look at it, I think every division had the top seed win except for D4, but we'll touch that in a little bit. I like that face. So that was fun, and nobody else here was really a part of any of these games, so nope. I guess we're just gonna roll on to D4. Yeah, well, you were busy.
I saw, like,
you're really, really busy. You're on your cigar run.
I was playing in the I didn't see the finals, never mind. It was during the semis.
Okay,
didn't even matter.
It was a killer talk. Thank you.
Yeah, I was at the bar for the finals for that one.
I think a lot of people were. Because wasn't the D2 final the one where, like, it was the only game on the fields at 1 o'clock because of our just brilliant schedule coordinator over here?
It used to work out.
How does that happen? How do we have
Hey, you have a committee.
How do we have four? Yeah, but sometimes the committee doesn't get consulted. It just gets posted and says this is what it is. But I'm confused as why. That was a question I did get, so you might as well, like, half explain it. Why is, like, 1 o'clock got one game and nothing's happening?
Because Maddie and Joey Batts used to have the girl teams.
In D4, right.
Right. So they were also in D2.
Right,
so D2 also had conflicts with D1. They had conflicts with every fucking division because it just worked out that way.
Yeah.
So we said, all right, looking at D2 had conflicts with every division, let them play on their own.
I guess that's very fair. I was drinking at the most inopportune time there, so I got all awkward and quiet, and you guys are just not helping. Trish has her mouth shut. Oh, she's eating. That's why she's quiet. Mm-hmm. My bad. Didn't see you, girl. My bad. Yeah, so whatever. That's fine. I mean, we can always
That might have been the reason. There were a bunch of people. I mean, whether you're paying attention or not, there were a bunch of people around for it.
Yeah, there was a lot of people watching.
There was a big crowd around for a lot
of time. Oh, yeah. No, I came through. That was one of the times I went to the bar and then came back and whatever, because my game was playing right after it, so I had to just, I think I had to go get my stuff because I left in my truck, but I mean, plus, like I said, the game wasn't close, you know, it's like whatever, but Scared Hitler should get a shout out here too, though, because they
wanted to move down and they definitely are a contender.
Understandably so, though, they had a rough season. I think they were like 2-7 in the spring.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, this didn't work out, we're going to go back to D3 and figure it out, and it's like, no, you're not, because too many other teams are filing into D3, D4, keep them in D2.
They
only lost in the regular season to ANA and Top Shot, and then proceeded to beat one by a point, and, well, they couldn't beat Maddie, and that's their own fault, but that's all right. Because I think when ANA beat Scared Hitless in the regular season, Maddie was just, like, taken aback because, like, Brandon Farr made a touchdown that didn't mean anything, and he's like, that's what I do, and Maddie's like, you're down 3 scores, like, whatever. So that's the shit that, like, fuels Maddie, so it's like all he needs is a reason to
come back and
be insane. Mm-hmm. So he did that very well. Let's talk about some D3 games then.
Semis was Gray Hair, 45 to Fourth and Dong 20, Angels 25 to Frodo 49, and then the final was Gray Hair 30 to Frodo 22.
Okay, well, you might as well talk about your game. You got to play the Angels. I know that they were missing Emily and Lindsay, but I don't know, the way that the score comes across, it makes me feel as though, I don't know if it would have made all the difference in the world.
I don't believe it would have. We just went down and scored a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
And we actually
did you get stopped at all?
What?
Did you get stopped at all?
No.
Did you guys have girl touchdowns too?
We did.
That's the difference.
And then it was, I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind.
Okay, that's fine. Because I had seen some plays. You guys were already up, and then I know Maddie threw the ball, got tipped. You guys picked it off. It was just kind of like one of those days. And I know there was a play where Nick Buchek caught a ball out of bounds, but Carl called him in.
Oh, yeah, and Nick claimed he was out.
Even though Nick basically said, no, I was out, Carl's like, you don't trust yourself, you were in. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. And then Maddie said that was the turning point of the game, but I mean, it was close from, I would say, like, maybe the first 15, 20
minutes.
You're
doing your best to be diplomatic and not talk too much shit here.
No, no.
Because like usually you would just talk shit.
No, the girls played well. And it was close for the first, like, 15, 20 minutes. But I just feel like we went down and scored. And then I tipped a ball. And then it got intercepted. And
oh, you tipped that ball?
I tipped a couple of them.
Good for you.
Yeah. The mud was definitely...
You're not going to lose many games when you score 49 points.
No.
Yeah. Well, what the hell was the stupid basketball commercial? Coach, I was out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
Sportsmanship. It's part of the game. No, fuck like, you.
Dear Nick, right? Are you, love you, the whole nine? Shut the hell up, dude.
Yeah.
These guys blow so many fucking calls. When they give you one, just fucking take it.
Well, and to be fair.
Technically, they're blowing the call just for the other team.
Sure. When they're actually blowing in your favor, great.
To be fair, before that, I'm pretty sure that there was 2 missed calls on our end, too. So it wasn't like they just missed a call for them. They also missed a couple for us. So it was pretty even at that point.
Oh. Cole needs drink. all right, so then the other game was, I'm old. No.
There was gray hair in fourth and dong.
Yeah, and that was just nothing. I had watched parts of those games, and it just seems like gray hair just was dominating, as they were. Fourth and dong couldn't really get anything going, and that was a wrap there.
Yeah.
So tell me all about the finals then.
So it was gray hair against us, Frodo, and it was honestly pretty back and forth the entire game. I know on our side... I feel like our guys couldn't handle the mud as well as
interesting.
Gray Hair's
team. You guys
aren't
mudders.
No, like so Nick had a couple passes in the middle of the field which were completely muddy, and he caught the ball, slipped, and dropped it.
I could see that happening.
So, I mean, but it actually came down to the last play of the game, and we needed a girl touchdown to win.
But, to win or to tie?
Well, No.
Well, it's 22-30, right? So 8.
We were down by 2. At that point. So if we would have got a girl touchdown and then got 2 points, we would have won. But we didn't get our girl touchdown.
Right.
So then they went back down and scored.
This math isn't working for my brain. What was the final score?
It was
30-22.
Topper stats. Let's make this happen. 30-22. So yeah, you didn't necessarily need a girl touchdown. You just could have won.
Correct.
6-2.
So that's what I said. I said we could have gone for a guy and they got 2, but.
It's probably.
We went for the girl to get the touchdown and
go for the win.
Yeah.
Hey, you did what you had to do there, but. Whatever, D3
was a great season.
D3 was really competitive. Yeah, you guys started off real slow, but then like really ramped it up after Garrett got hurt, which is weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How does that even happen?
It seems like he played better after he hurt his collarbone.
It was his non-throwing shoulder. I don't want to hear about
it. He has 2 non-throwing shoulders, Chris.
Okay, fair enough, but his worst non-throwing shoulder was the shoulder that got hurt. Yeah. Show up in a damn sling and throw the football.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear
be
that.
Be a man.
And props to gray hair, too, because Dave's throws were all on.
Yeah, I mean
they played
pretty
really
good all
well.
Season, and
he was on this session.
And he
for
said
sure.
This was the first time they've won a championship.
Yes,
I think that's fair to say.
They didn't win with you, Emily.
No. Dave always chokes in the championship. I thought he was going to do the same, but he actually didn't this time.
It's been like a decade in the making.
Right, because I think we talked about it last time. Because they like popped 54 points last week.
Yeah.
I think you said they scored 40 earlier, and then even 30 here. They're only averaging like 20 something. So. I don't know if he was holding back and just was like, fuck it, let's surprise him in the playoffs, or they were just like, we're going to use all our best plays, but...
And they also had, like, all their people show up, so they had, like,
very
spread
key.
This time.
Very, very key.
And, like, everyone played really well on their
Can't argue with their D3 champs. And just
they didn't slip in the mud like we did.
another number one seed walks away, which is... God, it's so weird. You might as well move on to D4 so you can be mad about it.
Okay. D4 semis was Vice... 32 to Itches and O's 40. The Stunts 40 to Falcony's 32. Was the semis, and the final
overtime.
Was the Stunts 36 to Itches and O's 42.
All right, so the first game went to overtime, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so tell me, how did you get to overtime? Did somebody have to score near the end to force overtime? Or
they scored in the end.
Really, around the last play?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened in overtime? Who started with the ball?
They did, and so overtime rules, you start from the 10, you have to have one girl play, and then 2 guy plays, and their girl play, I think they pitched it back to Emma to run, and it didn't go anywhere, and then so they had to get their 2 guy plays, and we just knocked it down both times.
Is that...
This was the Stunts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Somebody...
Is it pitch back to a female, a gender play then? Like, is this kind of like a rush play?
Not if she doesn't get yards, right? Or doesn't attempt to go to the line?
What are they doing, like a jet sweep and just...
There's something like that.
I mean, it sounds like it, which is kind of awesome, by the way. I love that they...
But honestly, I played...
If she's getting a yard, I don't think that becomes...
I've played so many games.
She doesn't get over the line of scrimmage, it's not gender.
Yeah.
So you're saying she didn't get over the line of scrimmage?
I don't remember, honestly.
Real key point of this conversation is you remembering that, so we're just going to back away from it now.
In
it was a long day.
One of the Clarks, I think, was playing back of the end zone,
mm-hmm.
And as their quarterback scrambled to his right, threw it in the back, had a guy in the open, and one of them came back and got a piece of it. You could hear it get tipped. Went off the guy's chest and out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Brandy.
To end their drive. That was their third down in OT, and then they came back around.
Yeah. And then we got a penalty, actually, on our third play, so we got pushed back to, like, further.
I thought you got sacked on the second play.
Yeah, it might have been. No, it was definitely the third. It was the third.
You got sacked on second down, and then you had a penalty?
Some of these details are sketchy.
No. Yeah, we got sacked on second play.
Give us some credit.
Yeah.
You got sacked on second down.
Correct. And then the third, it was like third and long.
Yeah. And he ran the same exact play that he had on second down.
We actually went to the huddle.
He didn't throw it.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh my God, he's got Clark wide open. And he got sacked. Yep. Went back and ran the same exact play, hit the touchdown right over the same person, and went, looked at him and said, same thing. He goes, yeah, she was fucking open before.
Yeah,
we went throw the ball. He's cussing.
I love that.
We went to the huddle. We're like, we're going to the same thing.
Yeah, the dude never got off the front cone. She ran by him in the back corner and slipped, tucked in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The dude that was playing the front cone never left. Just stood there with nobody in front of him. He threw a laser right by the dude.
I will say one thing that's going to have to happen now that you're becoming like a bit special character in the league. I think one thing we have to do is like every championship week, like. Maybe I don't know if we got to rent you out or have Amanda sign the right papers. Yes, no, Cigar Cole is great. Happy cigar toting Cole, where he just talks shit and like judges games. It's like
we need like a smoking jacket, and you're going to be like the on-field reporter of like the championship.
And the thing is, he'll just be happy to be there and be out, not be stuck with his fucking family the whole time like he's going to be now and just have no life. So those times, he'll just be happy. He'll be smoking. He wouldn't have just lost a game. He'll just be in a great mood, and he'll be happy to see everybody.
So
maybe we'll rent you out there.
Like
congratulations, you're the same thing to us as a fucking bounce house and B's brother now. Good
teams
job.
Can rent Cole out to heckle the other teams while they're playing.
It might be like a combination of, you know, John Madden and Pat Summerall. Like, we were talking to Ramir, God rest his soul, before he passed. We're talking about putting a tower up and videotaping the games and having people literally do live commentary. Like, you have the whole Facebook
I feel like that'd be more like the old guys on the Muppet Show.
Than right.
Yes.
Statler and Waldorf. There we go. Get out of here.
Waldorf.
I'm old too, Cole.
That's me and Tommy.
That's fair.
Waldorf.
That's very fair.
And have us up. Have us up doing live commentary championship week of the championship games.
Just bullshitting everything. Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Of course I can imagine. I'm already imagining it. The hamster's running.
I feel like I can talk to a man in the family, and they'll definitely rent me out for championship weekends.
Yeah, that's all I'm really asking for right now. We'll push for more as time goes on.
I mean, but I'll be playing them still, so it's okay.
Will you?
What?
How?
Who?
What? What?
Who?
What?
You?
Me?
Not me.
Get out
you.
Of here.
You.
It's okay. I was thinking about this earlier. We really missed an opportunity to do like a bi-week Nashville podcast.
Yeah, there was a problem with that. It was being way too hammered.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it would have been fun.
Like, when we would have done it in the morning when everybody's like just staring at their plate of eggs going, God, I hate living.
Yeah.
The only way we're going to survive is with more alcohol. So then Dave Walter at 11 a.m. is like, all right, guys, we're playing Thunderstruck, and just starts chucking beers at people. And then we got back on the horse.
I've never seen more people go down by Dave Walter's drinking.
Oh yeah,
no one made it out there.
Side Nashville. I feel like we were out, and Dave's like, it was when we went to the Predators Kings game. So it was like me, Zach, and Tommy, and Gordon.
That was
and,
the Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
before you guys all left.
It was after. So Dave's like, oh, I'll meet you guys out a little while later. No big deal. Dave doesn't show up. Dave, where are you? I'm like, oh, fine. I guess I'll show up. Finally, Dave shows up because we all went to Tootsie's. We went to Tootsie's after the hockey game. Dave, who was supposed to show up 5 hours earlier, he goes, yeah, so. I just stayed back and killed everyone in the house. I'm like, wait, go on. So he started playing drinking games by himself. And then eventually, Tammy, Nick, the Clarks. Did you guys start playing? I don't know what you guys did that day.
No, because we were
out. Oh, you're already out. You're right. Yeah. So all of a sudden, they just start joining in on these games. So Dave finished a 24-pack, whatever we had left from the last 24-pack.
Then they Instacarted
more beer. He finished all of those. Nick's throwing up. Tammy's passed out. The Clarks are dead. And Dave's just like, all right, they're dead. I'm going to go meet the other people. Dave Walter, everybody.
Yes.
Absolutely best drinker in the league.
I feel like you knew what you're getting into, though, when you go somewhere with Dave Walter.
I do. I know what's happening this weekend. I'm excited for it. But I know that I can survive weekends with Dave, and that's all that really matters. Pray for you. Vertigo's coming back.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Jacksonville Vertigo's coming back.
A year ago this weekend.
I'm in a place called Vertigo. All right, cool. So, yeah, that was our story of Dave Walter slaughtering people with alcohol and just being fine.
Like Nor came out and he just was like, okay, so who wants shots? Like, we're ready to go. That he didn't just drink, like,
I have enough friends that can just, like, they can drink, and they're people that I'd say, oh, you can't really outdrink these people. Dave is not human. He is.
See, when I was younger, way back in the day, when this was under a different flag, this mm-hmm. organization, and we used to bring a 30 rack, a bottle of Jaeger, the whole nine, right?
Oh, to the fire hall?
Yes, to the fire hall. Yes. And we did that before we even played. And then we're playing while we went to the bar and got stuff, and then kept going to like 10, 11 o'clock at night, which is why our Dwyer's team name had to change to DWIers. Yeah. Like, I used to be able to drink with anybody, but that sounds like some heavyweight stuff. Like, I can't hang with
it. It was unnatural.
Was
he puking and rallying? Like, I've done that.
No.
Like, I can do the puking rally, but.
He was like sober. He just showed up fine. He had a hoodie on. He was like, "Yeah, I killed them all. Here's what happened." He wasn't slurring. He was fine. Yeah,
is his liver tar colored?
I think it melted. Right? I don't know. It's pretty insane. Like, I know he can drink, and he's a big dude, which always helps because like that's what helps me. Hello? But you're not us big.
Oh.
But
no rebuttal.
He gets it. It's fine. But
he means from the waist down, not waist up.
100%. Yeah. So it was. All right. I'll high five you. But no, so whatchamacallit? Yeah, he like you said, he just showed up and he was just like, yeah, stone cold. He's like, yeah, they're dead. It's a wrap. When I left, Nick was puking, and like Sammy's it looked like a murder scene when we walked back in. It was just shit strewn about cans. Nick's clothes were everywhere, wet because he probably washed them in the bathtub when he puked all over himself. It was amazing.
Can we also talk about by the time you guys got home? Because April and I got home maybe.
Oh god, this is the best.
So I ordered Drunk Trish. I don't eat that much. Drunk Trish thinks she does. I ordered probably $150 worth of food. Giant, like, pizza, like, mott sticks, like, everything.
Daddy's pizza.
So did it for the name, obviously. So these guys walk in.
Please tell me it was a sausage pizza.
It was
nice. But there were mozzarella sticks.
But we walk back in, and Tommy goes, "Where'd you get that from?" I go, "Daddy's." And he goes, "Are you fucking kidding me?" He ordered almost the exact same order.
Almost
same,
yeah. On the way home, we were, because...
You guys...
So when you go out with Trish, and she brings her henchman, April, who everybody feels bad for her because April's neck is going to be shot in 10 years. All she has to do is bend over 30 times to hear anything Trish says in loud bars, and it's amazing. So she's going to need disc replacements.
Do I know who is an April in a league? Do
no.
I know
no,
who is?
No,
my friend April and Carly completely there, new. And I joke around that they're my Trish Towers because they're both 5'10".
Yeah,
and
I'm 4'11". It's amazing.
And then they wear heels, and they're just like,
yes.
Hey guys,
this is all of this is accurate too, by the way. So one thing Trish does, she just eventually decides that she's out. And she just disappears. She's like, all right, we're leaving.
Yeah.
So she did that. They took off. We're like, whatever. So we're on our way home. We're like, yeah, we should get food. Tommy's like, oh, Daddy's pizza. Let's do it. Because Tommy's drunk and hungry. So order the food. We walk in.
I'm just on the couch.
So the guy who delivered it, I think, was the same guy. And he was like, really?
Yeah.
It was amazing. So we proceeded to just demolish that food. We got more food. And everybody passed out and died till 11 a.m. the next day or whatever it was.
I think you were up at like 4 a.m.
That was the day we had to leave. Yeah, yes. So I was up in 3 hours later going to the airport, not wanting to live anymore. Yes. It was great.
We put a time cap on it. Hey, like, we need to be back here by 11. Like, we're going to be responsible.
We all showed up at 1 anyway.
I'm just like, yeah, it's probably good to go now because, you know, I got to pack.
Yeah, this is
the league. We got to get up early.
We got to get back to
what? Fuck, I don't care. It's my league. It's my show. George, you're not even here. You don't get to do things. It's always my league.
Where's your shirt?
Let's go.
At home, watching.
D4 Championship.
D4 Championship. Tell me about your misery.
Well, I'll let Trish take it in a second, but I honestly thought that both teams played well.
Both teams played hard.
Yeah, I did. It was definitely back and forth the entire game. Kudos to Ishes and O's. They kept their cool. Everyone was really nice. It was actually a pretty fun game to play in. It was fun to play against them. I honestly think it was good football all around.
It was going back and forth.
It was definitely back and forth. Like, we'd score, they'd score. We scored, they score. So, and like, I don't know who the guy is in the white shirt, but good job. You caught like all the fucking touchdowns in the end zone.
White shirt guy.
Yeah.
No, he is either.
Yeah.
We can ask. Yeah,
but I'll let Trish take the rest.
Roster check. Roster.
You can't check the rosters. We don't know who people are anyway.
This
is totally Doug Janis. I don't even fucking know. I'm like, oh, yeah, it definitely
Doug
is.
Love that guy.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, so, no, I will say this.
Tell me about controversy. What happened?
Controversy. Well, first off, I want to give kudos to Steve Mosier in general, because I feel like his temperament was under control and that team, because I feel like there can be some things happening. So I think it was a good game back and forth overall. But there was probably about 20 people watching that game, I would say. And we More were all that. Right on the end zone line. So we're right there. It's myself, Garrett, I think it was Zach, Jeff. Like, there was a bunch of us. And so this was the game-winning touchdown. And it was, I don't know his name. He has a beard, glasses.
Beard, glasses, guy with a name. Got it.
Yep.
Back with
plays
that.
He plays in a team.
Not Jeremy.
D6.
Not Jeremy.
Not Jeremy. Yeah, not Jeremy.
He plays on a black team in D6 as well, because our girls team has played him.
Okay.
So, if that helps.
Well, there's no black team in D6 right now, so that's very confusing.
Last one.
So it might have been Spinelli's this time? Question mark? Not important.
It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Now, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Irrelevant.
Anyways, go on. So this unknown man catches the ball, and you look, and when he caught it, he bobbled it.
Okay.
And he was clear as day that he bobbled it. We were all standing on the line. Now, obviously, there is clearly a little bit bias, but there was not just me. There was 20-plus people seeing the same call.
I saw the play from a different angle. So I thought you guys were talking about his feet, because his feet were definitely in.
His feet were in, but he was bobbling it. He didn't have control. So by the time he had control, he was completely out.
Who was doing the game? Who were the refs?
It was Mark and
Scaglia?
Jeff May.
And Mark, yeah.
Mark have his sunglasses on?
I don't.
Even though it was 40 degrees and no sun?
But Mark was on that side, so.
Yeah. And it just...
That explains it.
I mean,
I didn't see it as well as
of course you're going to say it that way, because you were setting up. So you heard Mark, you were setting up for that. But, I mean, Topper just said he saw it and he couldn't tell. I mean, you're looking for feet. You go, you miss the bobble.
That's
why
I said
bobble,
I didn't
see
it.
It's a tough call to make, and he made the call that he thought was the best to make.
Exactly.
And it is what it is. But it just got a little heated. I was screaming up and down.
You?
I know, right?
Screaming or just
it's
talking?
It's like I had money on the game or something.
Did you have money on the game? Can I Pete Rose ban you for life?
I was walking up through the parking lot from the fields up to the bar.
Please tell me you can hear me.
And I turn and I see Trish.
Did you see her here?
And Trish is on a tirade walking up from the fields through the crappy part, up through like the muddy volleyball courts, the whole nine. And I swear to God, she's having a conversation with somebody else, but there's nobody around her. So I think at this point, screaming. I'm like, okay, well, somebody forgot their Tourette's meds or something. She was going ballistic, screaming. And just turned and stopped. I stopped walking to the bar, just turned and took it in. Because she was a one-woman army of anger and
imagine,
frustration.
Like, I didn't even play in that game.
It was like she was fighting for every other... It's going to be a low-hanging fruit joke, but... Like, all of their menses had synced. And so she was fighting for their
everything was
menses
channeling through
menses.
Me. It was. And it was a conduit.
It sounds
for
like
all
a shitty
energy.
Halloween candy, by the way.
Menses.
Menses.
I don't think that would taste
the
good.
The not fresh maker.
No. It tastes like copper.
Gross. Smells like old pennies.
I mean, it was a good game back and forth. And
it was. At one point we were tied, and I was like, you know what? Whoever wins.
Soaking pennies in fish oil.
Oh,
jeez.
We're on trying
to move on from this.
Topper's reading the news. He doesn't care.
I get bored easily.
That's fine. That's why he's sick of the league. That was exciting. Let's go to D5.
Man, now I have to bring back.
Where there's not fish oil laden pennies.
There are, but just not the right
Talking
ones.
Over everybody. D5, semis, Spinelli's 58, let us win 24, 716. 12 to not so sticky 33, and then the finals was Spinelli's 52 to not so sticky 46.
Okay, so shout out to Let Us Win, because again, they shocked the world with their upset against you seem pretty fired.
Oh yeah, but Mitch, he's their tall guy.
Mitch, what's wrong with Mitch? George, why are you bobbing your head in the crowd over there?
You want to come talk about Mitch?
You got a problem with Mitch, George? What's the problem?
Is this my friend in college? Mitch comes team?
I don't know.
Mitch comes.
Awful. George has joined the show.
Movie? Oh, are you kidding me? Ground
What's
off?
Up, everybody?
Hi, George. You look like you have something to say.
Mitch
Do
is
you?
An NFL linebacker in front of Cole.
Really? Mitch who?
I have no idea what his name is, but he is massive.
Last week, Waste of Potential played Let Us Win, and Mitch.
Were you in the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last week, yeah. And Mitch was like their star receiver. He caught everything.
Eric, who is in D1.
Yeah.
There's a great defender. This guy literally ran through Eric to catch a ball that was 7 feet in the air.
He didn't run through him. He caught it around him.
Right, I understand.
Just,
okay.
He's huge. He's
It was a good play.
He's a budding superstar. Said,
yeah. I literally was calling him, hey, cover the big guy, and everyone knew what I meant, and someone goes, his name's Mitch, and I was like, I don't care. I don't get to call people
big guys. I asked him his name, so yeah, right? I actually asked him his name so I could talk about him on the podcast.
Spectacular.
He's huge, and he made...
Huge, like, tall.
He was their entire tall, offense. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. I get it.
But he's definitely... Okay. Mitch is very good and shouldn't be in D5, but...
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. One player on the team.
It didn't affect the championship?
Exactly.
Because whatever. Right. But either way, they moved on. But Spinelli has just dunked on him. They put up 30 on him. What are you going to do?
Yep.
Not so sticky. I can tell you from talking to Jeff Kroll that they played like maybe one of their best games defensively against 716, and it showed.
It looks like kudos to them.
Because they rolled right in, and then they took on Spinelli.
Wait, I want to know who was their QB.
For who?
Not so sticky.
Rags.
Kudos to Rags.
Kudos to Rags. Yeah. And that's you beat me to the punch here because, you know, they put up 46 in the championship game on top of it, and Rags is playing really well. Actually, I thought because their game was happening right before Lenny's Ladies had to go out, so we were watching the end of the game, and I thought they had won.
Yeah.
Because they were – the last drive, they were fucking around. We're like, Ricky's throwing, and everybody's drinking, and they're, like, having fun. It's probably, like, looking at porn.
No. No.
What are you doing?
Why isn't he using the urinal?
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
You can literally hear him.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah.
All right, Cole's peeing, I guess, and he's not using
the
urinal.
Garrett leaves the door open.
That's funny.
Not that bad.
It's fun. So, yeah. I love this place. So, yeah, so anyway, Spinelli, whatever. We knew the time was running down. It was under the 2-minute warning. No. And Ricky Recchio's throwing, and they're, like, having fun, and they're, like, screwing around. And I was like, oh, are they doing, like, the fuck around because we're up by a bunch of scores yeah. thing, so it doesn't matter? But then I was like, no, because Spinelli's would be unhappy. But they were laughing, and everybody was, like, screwing around, having a good time. So they had said, well, there was a minute left, and we were down 2 scores, so we just went down. They had fun. They scored, like, a random touchdown at the end. And Spinelli's walked out with a win that I think by week 3 you knew they were going to do. But they did it, and that's what matters. So congrats to them. I hope they enjoy D4. They would have enjoyed being on the podcast, but apparently they bailed at the last second. So here we are.
That's lame.
Boo them.
Super
Boo.
Lame. I hope there was like...
They're going to be my losers.
Yeah, I hope so. And then you're going to find out that they had like a death in the family.
Yeah. And then I'm like a dick, yeah.
For the record, well, the reason why I used the first toilet is because when you're my age and you have to go to the bathroom...
Do you sit down to pee now?
No. I mean,
that did not sound like you sat to pee.
I was going to say, if that was sitting down.
That was a little, yeah.
When you're my age, you have to go to the bathroom. You find the first open toilet available before your old broken down bladder just makes you piss yourself. Like, it's first come, first serve.
You got dribbles down there? There's no dribbles on his crotch. We're good.
Is that happens to you, or can you make it to the year?
No, I can go.
Okay,
Topper can still go. Topper can still go.
Topper is still playing football at 48.
What else do you want to tell you?
Hey, you're 48?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
I had you pick for more. Anyway. So let's just move on to D6 week.
I'm trying to see who beat Spinelli this season.
It was, they lost like the first week to like Not So Sticky or something, or somebody they should have lost to.
Oh, 716.
Oh, 716. Yeah, they didn't have like their people for that game or something. Right, so.
Okay, D6 semis was TMA 44 to Lenny's Ladies 0?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a...
No,
kind of. Okay, all right.
Sounds like a typo.
Yeah. Travis Henry's was 44 to Blitzkrieg 8, and then the finals was TMA 28 to Travis Henry's 14.
Now, are we sure these are the scores? Because, like, we had missed them for a minute, because, like, with that 1 o'clock break, nobody had, like, the score sheet, so JJ was, like, writing it on random paper and shit, or keeping it on his phone or something. But, yeah, no, we played TMA, and it was just, I mean, they're really hard to play. They should have been in D6. So when they cover my girls, like, it was great. They all showed up, but...
It's tough. They're just, like, there's a bunch of, like... Just taller guys.
Same Nick. Exactly. Nick being so tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it comes to the thing of like trying to exploit the matchups, and obviously they're covering the girls that you know you don't want to whip it at more than you have to. But it is what, and that's not a slight. It's just the way it is.
It is. Yeah.
So yeah, it was this thing where like we would get our crosses, but those guys would be there so quick, so we'd be getting five yards of thing, and we'd always each drive we had like one shot where somebody would beat their person, they'd be open and miss by like a foot. So. Whatever. Shout out to them. They played really, really well. We didn't have an answer. I think Ron Weber had 15 touchdowns or something.
Oh, he played for us a couple weeks ago, sub for Frodo. He was like our all-star receiver.
He's spectacular.
He is.
Ron Weber is amazing. Yeah. What? Looking good.
No. Is it he the one who's high all the time?
No, that's Rob. That's Rob. Ron's like the dude.
Ron's the nicest, quietest.
He will catch any
hands
ball.
Like catcher's mitts. Legitimate bear paws. It's amazing. So they did that, and then I had half talked to like Blitzkrieg about the Travis Henry's game. And it was the same thing. They just got murdered. What are you going to do?
Is this TMA's first championship
This is their first championship game, actually.
Really?
TMA, again and again, and that's why they didn't leave D6 when we told them, like, hey, the competition like that you would be against is not going to be the best because they either moved up or didn't come back. But they wanted to win D6 because they were close. They finished many times, like, number one seed, all this other stuff. And then, like I said, I think it might have been when Prim was on the podcast, but Prim said, we've never even made a championship game. They always blow it in the semis or before that and whatever. So this was the first championship game. And then they came in and beat Travis Henry's kids, and that's that. So they won their first championship. Now they'll definitely be moving up because that's just what's happening. So whatever, shout out to them. It was like a 10-year journey for them to get there. Yeah. So it kind of was. Like, you're smirking, but...
No, I love those guys. They're great people. Like, every time Brent scored... I just started screaming. I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees. Give me your Mr. Good bar.
I love it.
I used to tell you you're only one kiss. Now you're the whole Hershey bar. Like, they're so good people. You can laugh and joke with them.
Yep.
They love life and they lose their piss, but then they still laugh, joke, and drink and party, and they let it go. Like, I'm happy for them. That's what I'm smiling.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that too. I'm happy for them as well. I don't know if anybody, like, I don't want to say deserved it more, but like. Like, you had your exodus and your journey and all that stuff for your little, quote-unquote, goodbye party. But they've been on a longer journey, and this meant a lot to them, and you could just tell. And they were just, every single one of them at the bar was just beaming.
Maybe Prim will retire.
What'd you say?
Prim, will you retire?
No, probably not.
All right.
Rosalie can only hope.
That's
all right. I'd say it to his face, so.
First off, he's not even that bad anymore because he's in love or whatever with his
girlfriend.
Oh, yeah,
I noticed
that.
He's not been
as much of a creep.
Say it.
Yeah,
that's rude. I'll say it.
That's rude. Prim is better than that. I like Prim. It's fine.
I do too.
He is to me. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. What's that face for? It's not a video podcast.
I'm still smiling about TMA's victory.
Did you have to make three chins to do that smile for some reason?
Four chins.
Oh, my bad. My mistake. All right, so.
I hide it in the beard.
Playoffs are over. It was very exciting. Like I said, the rain held off because a lot of people were concerned that it was just going to pour on us and be shitty. Now, granted, the fields were less than ideal, but other than that, I mean...
The weather was nice.
The weather was nice. I think it was really good week to end. So we can talk about a whole bunch of more stuff, but let's just go and get the winners and losers out of the way for the week. So usually I go to the person on my left, so do you have winners and losers yet? Don't act like you're not prepared because you've done this podcast like 12 times.
No, it's only been, I think, twice.
No way.
It's only the third time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never done it here, right?
No, I've never done it here. I mean, can you blame Topper? I think he's got like a 100-foot restraining order on me. He doesn't want me around.
Is that why you're all the way over there?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we had to measure and everything. There's actually some tape on the floor.
I just never wanted Cole and myself in the same place, you know, if something happened.
There has to be at least one amazing quarterback to be alive. You know? That's fair. That's true. So I like that. All right, we'll skip over you now. You can think of winners and losers as we're going to move on.
That works.
Trish, you can bullshit with the best of them, so I want to see you bullshit winners and losers you weren't prepared for. Go.
You want me to go? I'm ready.
I want you to go. That's fine.
All right, so my winners was everybody who showed up who did not play because that, honestly...
Let's fucking go. Was, yes! I knew I was a winner.
It was awesome, like, for the Stunts game. To have, like, such a crowd there to watch us. It was... I know I played a lot of games yesterday, and it was so tiring. Like, the last 10 minutes of my game, I was, like, trying to find something, and I just hear Trish on the sidelines, let's fucking go, Emily did it! And I'm like, all right, I got this. So
that's what I'm here for.
My winners were definitely the people who showed up and didn't play. And then my losers was the freaking mud, because it took a toll on my body. Like, just trying to run through it and keep your balance and catch a ball, like, my loser is definitely in the mud.
That's a good one. Patrick. Jeans Patrick came to the fields this week.
Yeah, he did.
I saw that.
He was relaxed. He was prepared, Patrick, as we talked about.
drunk Patrick.
Planning, guys. It's planning. Who wants to play in that one?
Planning
letter?
And prepared Patrick. A lot of peas, but you got winners and losers, so let's hit it.
So I have a couple winners.
All right. I like this.
Six of them?
Well, no, I mean, you know, I mean, Public Enemy's been there before. They've done this. I think they done this. The gray hair, I don't recall seeing them on the championship list before, and Inches and O's, Spinelli's, and TMA. But the real winners, I think, were like Not So Sticky.
Yeah, that's
fair,
though.
I mean, they didn't win the championship game, but I don't think we expected them to be in the championship game, and they actually played pretty tough in that championship game. So Rags got it, you know, was doing Rags stuff, and
No, he wasn't doing rag stuff. That's why they're playing so well.
Yeah, I mean, but he was making some really good plays. I watched some of that game, and I mean, you know, he was. I was like, "Where you got him?" And he would look and get that person wide open. So it was really, really good.
And that is such a fun team. So I'm really happy for them. Yeah.
He's a very good calculated QB.
Absolutely. That's why I wanted Jeff Kroll to be here to talk about it, but he can't because it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Jeff Kroll.
Yay, happy birthday!
Losers.
Dun dun dun.
Kitty Keller.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow. Call her out.
Bang, bang. Shots fired.
Wow. Gotta hear this one.
I guess I missed something.
All right. I know, right?
No, I just, I don't know.
All right, loser Katie Keller.
She lost her XTC at fourth and dong, right? So.
Okay, that's true. Doobie didn't target her all in XTC's game.
Wow, sounds like she would have been better off on the stuns.
Probably.
Nah, she would have lost that too, apparently.
Katie should have came there.
No, I'm kidding.
No, we would have won if we had her.
My little Toppers, I'm just dying now. All right, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you just come up with it, or did you have this prepared for a couple days where you wanted to call her out because she lost a bunch of time? I love it. Katie Keller. She's terrible. She lost a bunch. Like, ew.
No, I was just seeing it on the score sheet. You know, I like to look at that.
Katie Keller remembers
why she... She did catch a touchdown for XCC, though.
Well, that's fine.
Over JJ. Just have
what?
To say.
Over JJ?
Yeah, well, not over him, but on JJ.
Over or on. Both are... Both
I saw JJ make an incredible, a really good catch on one of Matt's... I forget which game it was in.
One of Matt's ducks, is what you're trying to say?
No, it just JJ adjusted. He was looking in, then he adjusted himself to go out on the outside shoulder. It was full speed.
Was he wearing his ankle weights?
Probably.
Nothing's more demoralizing when that guy just out-jumps you and he's got 20-pound ankle weights on his body. It's like, that's the worst.
His ear pods in, you're like, fuck this guy.
He doesn't care.
He's so good, and then he has to be.
He's so nice. I love that guy, though.
I do, too. He's so nice.
All right, so that's where I'm at.
That's pretty good. You come up with anything yet?
Yeah, we'll give it a roll. So I wasn't at the Fields last week. I mean, because, you know, BE doesn't play in the quarterfinal game. We just draw byes.
Didn't you do that last season? You did it last season.
I don't know what you're talking about.
then you're part of the losers because you weren't there supporting.
Right, there you go. Right. But I heard the bar was all remodeled and not having food and doing all sorts
$3
of stuff.
$3 pizza. Right? $3 for a slice of pizza. Slice
they got for, might have been so I'm going to tell you, right? Like, I don't know if they listen to the podcast and bite the hand that feeds, but
I don't think
I feel as if they tend to have some sort of private party every spring championship weekend. They're remodeling during our playoffs and championship stuff. They don't have anything. So I feel like don't do that shit when we're there because we're the reason why your fucking lights are on.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Literally, Christ. When Gordon stopped it from burning down this year.
Yeah. Like, don't bite the fucking hand that feeds. How dumb can you possibly be? You know, but whatever. And as winners, right? You talk about people in and out, and obviously I'm biased, but Paulie J is a winner. He was there. He was celebrating, and he was tore up because he had to leave and go sign stuff. He legitimately got done and called us. Hey, is anybody still there? Mm-hmm. We sent him a picture. He was there within about 15 minutes to come back and party with us.
That's awesome.
Right, like left, couldn't. He's like, I feel terrible. I gotta go.
Explain what he had to sign. Was he got an autograph session?
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
He's a man that makes moves. I don't know what he does.
He's
there you go.
That's all you need.
You should see him. He's a soccer guy, a football guy. He shakes it well.
giggity.
And then Tommy Hughes.
Yeah.
I guess he could have been in both, right? Loser because he couldn't be there. I guess not necessarily his fault, but a winner because he got off of his goddamn plane and hauled his ass over just to be with us. Before then, he had to go home and host his own Halloween party.
Yeah.
And like for him to take that time and to just be around us, because he wanted to be around us regardless, was pretty cool. And then I guess a quasi-winner, and it nauseates me because you're right here, but the fact that you took the time to text him while I was on the plane.
While Heller told me not to do it like 80 times.
To torture him,
I even told, well, that's because I lied to him because I told you. I told him that bro scored.
Yes.
I said, "Oh, bro, score!" I go, "Oh my God, everything's going crazy! Hold on, holy shit! Yeah. Here's what happened: Emily threw it, bro caught it. Now they're going for two to win the game. Look out!"
Like he's
and
on
I go,
the plane.
"I lied. He dropped it. You won." He's like, "I'm crying. I hate you."
Yeah. But he's texting the plane because he's concerned about us. And you're texting him, and it was nice that he had.
Was he coming back from like a work trip?
Yeah, he's compared from Dallas or something. Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
he tried everything he could to make it, but
I suppose I go with one more loser. Yeah. So
I
spent the entire season this year asking politely to, you know, keep my goddamn name out of shit and make it about us and not me. And that's the way I've always been and we've always been. It's a team thing. We're as good as we are 1 through 10.
The sum of the parts.
And some of the parts are really fucking good, but we're as good because the sum of the parts are that good.
Of course.
I asked for one thing to ever be put on the fucking website. One goddamn thing.
Oh,
ever.
So Topper's your loser? All right.
No. Joe K. No.
Shit.
Is Ryan a loser?
Joe K. and Kroll. What I asked for one thing. I stood next to them.
I'm going to tell you that I forgot
and
completely.
Kroll was talking trash, and I had to listen to Dave Baker talking trash.
Honestly, really quickly, before you finish up, I'm horrible. I remember that you asked for something, and I still don't remember what it was you asked for. So
they're trashing PE, like, you guys, I mean, whatever.
We'll email Topper at toppersports.com for all your website needs.
I had had enough. I had dealt with hearing enough of nonsense about how we weren't that good, and it's a BS system, and whatever. I said, you guys need to do me a fucking favor. I said, put this shit on the website.
Oh, yeah.
I said, okay. I fucking guarantee we win the whole fucking thing. I said, nobody's going to come fucking close to beating us.
That's 100% is the thing that happened.
Put that shit on the website.
I forgot.
It's a Joe Namath. I fucking guarantee it.
Yeah, but when you say like 4 weeks ago, come on.
And it was never on the website. And I was like,
yeah, no. Just,
well, damn.
Yeah, I'd never pass that around to the proper channels.
No, but that's all right.
If anything, Kroll's supposed to remember things. So this is not him, honestly.
Yeah, to be fair enough. That's...
What time of the day did you say this?
It's about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So when they're already drunk,
it was a shot.
I was with them too. I couldn't have been that drunk. I remember it.
Oh, was that the one that we hung out there like the entire night?
Over by the fence,
using the gun. And
yeah.
Maybe they were trying not to jinx you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't care. I didn't.
He knew.
We weren't losing.
Yeah,
he was a statement.
We weren't fucking losing.
Yeah, it's like Beer Fest. He had the eye of the Jew. Nobody was stopping him.
That's the second time in a week and a half I've heard that phrase.
No shit. That's
amazing. Reference. Yeah.
I love that happened. Trisha, you had enough time.
Yes.
All you did was grab pizza, so I hope you thought during this too.
Sorry, I'm hungry. So
don't apologize for eating.
Obviously, a lot of my friends are on the stunts, so I would say Joey Bats and the stunts would be one of my collective winners because they did have a great fucking season.
But they lost. Well,
yeah, only one season let everybody down.
In my eyes, they were winners.
Joey let the girls down.
Lost.
He did not let us down at all.
No, he killed it.
But they lost.
Yeah, they lost.
Katie Keller let us down because she wasn't on the team.
Ooh. Boom. Just kidding. Topper, you already said it.
Wow, let's pile on Katie Keller.
All right, so coming to the banquet, Emily versus Katie for Foxy Boxing.
By the way, we still need to talk about this banquet because I've never experienced one.
Oh, it's so fun.
We're not sure you're allowed there yet.
There's a height
requirement. Yeah, that's fine. I'll wear some heels.
All right. Well, I'm not even sure you'll meet it then.
No, because we still need Kevin Zach to show up. What?
Whoa.
Come on. Whatever. I was thinking of the short... Fuck you guys. Anyways.
Can we rent a clown car for Trish to get out of at the banquet?
It'll still
we just call those cars in her world.
Yeah, have you seen those Fisher-Price ones with the yellow and the red? I can fit in one of those. I will absolutely wear a dress and show up to that.
I'll push you in that.
Okay, that's fine.
That way you don't have to Flintstone.
It's almost worth writing to Lenny's estate. Hey,
we need Lenny one more awful,
there's like a thing. There's like a board of Lenny Trust that you have to like apply for, like,
can we
be
a
ridiculous scholarship?
B's brother,
yes.
Honestly, you should probably have to be his date.
Oh, I love it. Can we do that? We need to do that. Have you met B's brother?
Yeah.
The question is,
oh God, he did something.
Do we make her bring protection or him?
Oh, yes.
I feel like we have to hire outside protection.
I was just thinking that.
I love it.
I also want to say a winner of I've never. So it goes out to Matty Ice because I've never seen someone buy more shots, and it was the dollar cucumber shots.
Oh my God.
And it tasted horrible, but he might have purchased, it was 5 full trays, and he's just walking around. And I know that's what he does, but just to see it like...
In action
was a sight to see.
One of my favorite like original memories of like my friendship with Matty is he did that one time. Because, you know, eventually... Yeah. The smartest thing the bar can do is say, these are dollar shots for this shit we have to get rid of. And we're just going to be like, ooh, sweet.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Like, if Matty didn't do that, Dave would have done it.
Oh, somebody would have.
So it's like, it would have been done. But Matty, it was like Mountain Dew vodka or something awful, right?
Ew.
And Matty bought a million of them. So immediately I was standing by him at the right/wrong time. And we start doing it. And we're like, all right, we're going to do the shots together. So we're doing shots with straws, like out of the same shot together. Yeah. And there's a picture of us doing like shots out of straws together. And I'm just like, this is going to be the start of a great friendship. And I was right.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it was amazing. It was great. All right, I guess it's my turn to do winners and losers. Do you have any losers? Nah, you good? That's cool. Let's cut it. What'd you say? We Gucci girl. Yeah. So my winners of the day. It's got to be TMA because I mean.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's been a long time coming. Like it really has been, and that's spectacular for all of them. I guess. I mean, I'm gonna give you a winner too because I know that you wanted it, and I mean, it just shows you still got it, which is why you won't say the R word right now, because there's hamsters running in the back of his old head that are going, how can I pull this off?
It's like a Tom Brady. He just need to give up.
Remember, Public Enemy doesn't need to find a quarterback to play 8 weeks. They just need to find one to play four.
Yeah.
But that's a conversation for down the line. Other winners, God, there's so many winners. Like everybody who stepped up and reffed, everybody who hung out for forever. Like it's pretty great. I don't really have any losers because there's no real reason for one. The mud's not a person. It sucked, but everybody had to play in the same field.
It sucks.
It actually, I'll be honest, from running around, as we're moving around, right, you look at the bottom of your spikes, and I don't know about other fields, but field two held up great when you would move through, people looking at spikes, and it was clean. Like, you were a little dirty, but it wasn't clinging, it wasn't, like, you didn't have to go to the spike rack and, like, clean off your spikes.
The best mud for my people.
It was really good.
Except for field one that just had the trench in the middle of it.
Wow. Field five had, like, no mud.
So, the reason why is field five, every time the sun shines on it, it's like playing on concrete most of the time. So now that it's gotten 4 weeks of rain on it, it's slightly soft, and it was perfect. It was like regular grass. It was crazy. So, yeah, field five was actually pretty good. Nothing else to really, like, harp on. Like, there's no real losers here. The losers are all of us because it's the last week of it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get to do much until, basically, until
although our bodies April, get to right? heal.
Or never again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
The so are you not even playing winner?
Do I need to say it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason you're here.
That's it.
I need the official declaration, and then
I got asked about.
Then
winning.
You have to sign.
I'll say because winner's only one night game.
But it's Saturdays, right?
And yeah, it's Saturday night. Teach,
and so my Fridays were smoked. On Saturdays is like, hey, look, kids are in bed. Hey, look, we're married people. You want to like watch a movie or do something? And so then if I'm gone, you turn on a Sunday, and everything else goes on Sunday. All the cleaning and all that. So it's not fair to her. So I was asked about the winning league, and I said no. Yeah. But I guess
will you still come hang out every once in a while?
Well, like, I guess they wouldn't hear it. Like, yeah, I'm done. Like, this was it. Like, it was supposed to be done last year, and Amanda was kind enough to go, you know what? Like, there were some people on PE that were putting some stuff off. Mm-hmm. They let me and said, we'll hold off on this if you come back for one more.
She actually gets, like, she's actually, like, a winner because she made it happen.
Yeah. Well, she's a loser. She said yes to me. It's got to make her a loser somewhere. Oh, winner. Yeah.
She gets those kids.
She lost her life. But they look like, I mean.
Yeah, I know. Really
they're so cute.
That's kind of why they're losers. They got to go through that. But
yeah, but I'm done. Like, I'm, like, maybe the wine tournament. But
special
no more
appearances.
Special appearances.
Cigar come back for special appearances.
No more,
and hang
no more
out.
Saturdays. No more. No,
no, like it's a big time coming.
Right, I
need to be dad. I need to be home. I need to be dad. I need to be husband. I need to.
Nobody's
going
to.
Time needs to be spent.
There's no reason to not. It's not because you can't do it. It's just because you can't do it.
I mean. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, like. I mean, who really cares? I mean, there's nobody out there that's really going to beat P anyway, so why stay and play?
You see,
go out on top.
You do it just because you can't stop. You can't help yourself, and I love it. I don't think it's done. I think we can get them. Like, I think we can reel it back.
Spinelli's are making their way up from D5.
Yeah, by the time they get to D1, Cole's kids will be in college, so he has free time again.
I might come back then and throw to him, right? Yes. Like, okay, my girls are of age, I'll come back.
That's actually what he's doing. He's just actually training them to be the next best Cheryl
Devin
and Heather.
Cheryl, yeah.
Just monsters. Actually, he's training them to be the next quarterbacks. That's the move, right?
Right, that's the move. I can get them to spin.
You just sit
it.
On the sideline and just teach. Oh, yeah.
I'll call plays on a headset to them, let them spin it.
Don't steal my idea. Don't steal my idea with Jeff Kroll. But I love it. That actually would be super cool.
Badass.
Well, I don't even know what to talk about, so we'll just do our final thoughts on the season, everything you've got. You piecing because you want to go first, or what?
No.
You just piecing because you're piecing?
I was like piecing.
That's fine.
You didn't even finish a slice of pizza.
That's
why
her second one.
Why don't you mind your business, Patrick? How about that?
You're not her Lord Topper.
Apparently.
Trish owns your ass. I love it. Usually I start on the left here, but I kind of... Do you want to go last?
Yeah, I'll go last.
I think you should go last, even after me. Which is
I'll cool. go first. I'll
yeah,
go
you're
going
to have to, so...
Well, yeah. Well, I think it was a great season. This was my, second... Fall season now.
Second season, first non-COVID, weird everything that happened.
And it's definitely a lot different. I will say that I am so thankful and excited to be part of TSL because I do feel like that TSL is a family and is super welcoming. And I've definitely gained friendships that I never thought I would have.
What up?
And I'm really excited to see kind of where I can go with this league and in general. And I think we had a great season, and it was cool to see people playing like drinking games and things that I didn't see because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was kind of like an added bonus for me this season. So, yeah, all good things. I'm excited to see what happens for next year. Was it spring?
We'll get there. We got time. We got 6 months. Emily, what do you got?
Final thoughts. Congrats to Public Enemy. It's a real big win for you guys.
Fucking cold space right now.
Great that you guys go out on a win.
Let's fucking go.
I'm excited for your retirement, but also we miss that at the bar. Your
presence, people are thrilled I'm gone.
Your presence at the bar was awesome. Your presence on the field was awesome. So we will miss you, but we understand. And then my normal thank you for everybody who does everything for the league. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be able to be here and do this or anything. And it is such a big part of my life. I know that I am so thankful for everything that is put into this.
Let's
You're welcome.
The quiet, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. All right, Patrick.
Me, huh?
Yeah, you.
All right, well, a couple of things. Obviously, it was a fun season. Same old results. You know, Public Enemy wins.
Topper doesn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just sweep that out of the rug.
Still close, I mean, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, no. We got two of the playoffs. Don't say everyone in our division did.
I wasn't going to.
So, winter football is coming up. I'm taking a little break.
Yeah.
So the league will be in JOK.
The JKs running shit.
Jeff Kroll.
Oh, sweet Christ. Thing.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
No wonder I'm fucking retiring. My
God. It is a good time to bail.
Letter and elbow prophecy slowly unfolding.
Yes. But
you're retired now, so there's a position in management now.
That is true. What else? Oh, yeah.
The best part is you said that into
the mic.
Into the mic, so it's just
a whisper.
All you hear is quiet, and then while you're down there. Not editing it.
Use your imagination.
In fact, somebody send that to Amanda after you hear this, because then we'll have Cole back, because he won't have a family to see.
Amanda at coleyourdivorce.com.org.
I'll just GoFund it. Everybody the GoFundMe. Amanda divorces Cole and we pay for it. He doesn't leave the league.
Perfect.
Sorry, you were saying?
The banquet.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
I'm so excited.
I believe it's Friday, January 14th.
Oh, yes. Wow. Mark on calendar right now.
Yes.
So
I
got
request off.
Request off.
What's it, January 14th?
It's always a Friday.
Set in stone, right? Ooh, where's it going to be?
It'll probably be at the same spot.
That was a lot of fun last time,
Pearl Street. Not Pearl Street. The Hotel Lafayette.
Yeah,
Hotel Lafayette. Oh, nice.
Just have to.
Are you allowed to come to that?
Dress up.
You might have some hardware to take home.
Fucking rock.
Yes. That's the retirement party.
Getting
that's the retirement party.
I showed up to pick her up and everybody was in like suits.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so it's like a wedding.
It's a wedding. We've always described it as it's like a wedding without the actual like wedding part. And that's only because we can't. That's because we couldn't get anybody to actually. Divorce party. We can never get a girl to actually marry B's brother on site, so it just works out. No, I wouldn't do that to her.
I would.
Couldn't do it.
You're not.
Hey, in the winter, you're not in charge. It doesn't matter. I love it.
Robert just wants to see everything.
But yeah, the banquet is the best part ever. Obviously, more deals will come out as they're available because we still have a lot of meetings and times to hang out and figure it out. But is that the tentative date, or do we already find out we can get that date? I don't even know if you talked to anybody yet.
We got the date.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was just like, hey, is this gonna be the one we're doing or not? So. We'll roll with that.
No one said no, so
let's roll with it. Well, when you say no one, I mean like Hotel Lafayette.
Hotel Lafayette, they're open, yeah.
Okay, just making sure we're good here, man.
And the hotel's open.
Good, because that's also key.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not leaving. Very, very key.
That's pretty smart.
What else you got? You done?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you not even popping up at all during winter?
Well, I mean, I probably will. I just don't have to be committed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be committed. You'll be committed, but not to the league.
Right.
So that's fair. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of what my final thoughts were about too.
It's been a long.
No, it's fine. COVID, you need that break, man. Yeah, you've
been a long time.
So. You've taken on a lot. I mean, considering that you had to do everything out of the blue with just a couple with our losses, and then COVID happened, and They pulled all your hair out from all that stuff. So I understand that. But yeah, I mean, the Winter League is around. Jeff and I are running it. He's doing all the topper stuff. I could do all the Lenny stuff. It'll be really easy. He did send out an email to a lot of people in the league, but apparently that's been going to people's spam folders. So okay, a lot of it was to like everybody was in the league last year, so I don't know if you were in it or not, so that you might not have gotten it. But
I didn't get it.
Trish would have. You were a captain last year. Last winter?
No, she was in... Indoor, yes, I was. I don't know how that actually happened, though. It's because I fronted the money. So
that's exactly how it happened. Don't worry about that. Yeah, so anyways, he sent it out to X amount of people. If you didn't get that email, chances are it's in your spam folder because we found out that that's where it was going. There's a couple spots left, right? Like, it's not full yet, it will be. So just do it because historically this league likes to drag its feet. End up doing, whatchamacallit. They take too long to literally, like, register, and then now they're going to be like, what? I can't believe it.
Well, I can't believe it's been totally 100 times.
Like, I know that at least 6 or 7 already are down, so just don't wait. There's no reason not to. It's better to have the spot and put your team together than to, like, try to put your team together and then take too long, you know? So that's that.
If you need any help, let me know.
We will. Same. It's a big deal. Oh, yeah. So that was, like, the big thing that we would point out is that all, like, don't bother Topper with stuff. He actually started an email. It's literally just winter@toppersports.com. That's where like all of that is, all the correspondence going to be from. I think if you're going to be a captain, Jeff and I were talking, we're just going to make it mandatory that the captain has to be in the same Telegram chat because that way something happens where snowstorm, it's closed, this, that, the other thing. Like, it's the quickest way to tell people and not like only tell like some 3/4 of them or something. Then people go, I didn't know things.
Yeah, because then it's on the captains and then get
exactly.
Information. Yeah.
Exactly. So, we don't need the entire league in a chat, although that would be super fun.
Oh,
but
my God. That would be so much shit talking.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. That'd be too much.
The Breakfast Club is getting aggressive, and I'm for it. I love it.
I can't read.
Aggressive breakfast.
I can't read 117 of them in a row, though.
Well, it's because you can't read.
All right.
But anyway.
She just goes,
all right. My best old man move I ever did was getting out of that.
Get out.
Probably. Yeah, getting out of the Telegram for a little
bit. You can put it on mute.
I mute mine.
I do too, and I look at it after like my work day is done. Yeah, and then I just have loads of entertainment.
Exactly, because one.
And then you interject like 17 messages later. You're like, whatever.
Oh, Trish reading stuff later is great because like if she's in a group text, all of a sudden I get like 15 texts from Trish, but it's just her loving things that were said like 3 hours ago. Love that Trish loves this. Trish likes this. Trish replied to this.
With the Android users.
Yeah, they're the ones that need to be banned from the league.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
That's another loser.
It's absolutely the worst. But so if you have questions about the Winter League, we have the rule. Like I said, we sent out the email for all the rules. I know people have questions and they're confused about it, but nothing changed from last year. And that was a problem. But apparently, no, it wasn't a problem. It's a problem for people to understand that it's the same thing. But we actually made it easier because we might have been too strict with the roster restrictions, so we made it a little bit easier. So basically, just put your roster in there and we'll tell you if you're stacking it too much. Don't try to stack your roster. It's just that simple. You know if you're doing it. Just don't. Because this league is, we want to include the D4s, 5s, and 6 players in the league and everybody get involved. And that way, there's not it's not fun if there's two teams that just kill everybody and then.
I agree.
Whatever. So this one's supposed to be for fun and we'll figure it out. And I don't know if we're going to do podcasts or anything for it. Yeah, we're still figuring that out, but we got time. So whatever. But that's it for me for
that. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
It has nothing to do with the league, but axe throwing is open at Lasertron, so I want you to go play. It'll be fun.
Yeah, give me a paycheck.
Well, besides that, you can drink there and play there.
That would be pretty fun.
We could have a league night.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
We just get everybody to go there. Can you get us a discount if we get a million people to go?
I've already talked to him about it.
That's a smart move. That is a smart move.
Yeah, he said he'd stock the bar with a ton of Trulies and beer for us.
That is an extra smart move, so that's something. All right, maybe we'll have a random off-season Lasertron party before the Winter League starts, but...
That'd be really cool.
I know,
during, January when there's nothing to do and it's cold.
Well, January we'll have the league on Saturdays.
True.
And the banquet.
And the banquet, yeah. Actually, there's going to be a lot to do, so...
Two things, yeah.
Woo. That's like 4 games. Dick. And there's gonna be Bills playoff games to be worried about too. Don't forget. So there's that as well.
Some AFC championships that we gotta go to. Some about Super Bowls come February. That's a lot of things happening.
She's like rolling her eyes as she said it. She's such a good seller. But that takes up my final thoughts. So I'm gonna give the floor to somebody who they just kind of deserve it here. So Christopher, the floor is yours.
So final thoughts. So 20 years of this mess.
It's
been 20 years, yeah. I started with Ford when I was 20, 21, yeah, right? And played till I'm 41 right now. I'll be 42 in February. This place has been the best place to be for anybody. You meet people here from all walks of life. You make friendships. You make family. You make people that you just want to be around and spend your Saturdays and have your kids be around and bring them into your home and just want to be surrounded by them. And when you're doing things like that with your team or your league, you're doing the right stuff, and Topper's done it right. And Topper's allowed a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life in without hesitation or reservation. And people need to go up and thank him. And
they do.
On a weekly basis.
They do.
But I've been a very, very fortunate human being to play this sport for a long time, and I come across the people that I have. And I get a little long-winded, but it started out with Cassie, Kenzie, Zoe, Johanna, Caroline, and Tommy. And it ended with me, Familia. And not everybody's going to know what that is, but to be honest, I don't care. As long as the people that listen to it, that do know about it, hear it, I'd kill for those people. They're the best people, and they'd kill for me. And those folks came back for one more, and that's all. We did what we needed to do, and they did that for me. They didn't like the way we went out. They did that for me. And they're the best people. And I got a chance to meet folks that I had never met before. You know, we've got police officers and military and teachers and businessmen and businesswomen and coaches and from all walks of life that come together. Look at our entire team. And it's all alpha males. Our women are alpha males. And I mean that with full respect. And everybody on our team sacrifices for each other. They just don't fucking care as long as we win. They don't care as long as we're together. And Mi Familia is how we cheers every time we get together, every time we leave, before everything. And it is a family. And Topper and his league has given us the opportunity to have that family. And that's something special. And I hope that every team gets a chance to find that. And if you don't, figure it out. Find those people that you're going to want to be around every Saturday. And I guess if I had to end it with one thing, there's only one way to end a podcast given the evening, but in one sentence, one phrase that has driven me now for three sessions. And if I had one last thing to say, I'd just say, good night, sweet prince.
I think we should all shed a tear right now.
I'm about to, but yeah, so, hey, I love you.
Give me a clap.
And thank you for everything you've done. You're the best. Yeah. You know that. I don't like telling people that, but nah, you're pretty cool.
I learned it from Papa Bear.
I know. I know where it came from.
I learned it from Len.
I know where it came from. He was there. He knocked that ball out of bro's hands. We saw it.
We all saw it.
But there's no better way to end the podcast. I can't do it. So thank you, Chris Cole. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Oh. Before my eyes, a curiosity, dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. Oh. Ground, though we refuse to see, dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. Oh. Sky, it slips away.
Everything.